Political analyst Yoro Jha says the opposition is taking advantage of having a powerful international audience of about 20 heads of state to publicize its position.
Forward, it is a very big blow because he's celebrating himself as the kind of the champion of democracy. At the same time, the opposition taking the opportunity of that by saying, be careful, it's not as perfect as it is. And I think it is a very good strategy.
Earlier this week, more than 10 opposition parties declared they will boycott the already twice delayed June legislative elections. Yanko Masedi is spokesman for Idrissa Seck, who came in second in the most recent presidential elections. Sedi says the Rumi party is boycotting the June election because it does not believe it has a fair chance.
There's no point taking part in a game which you know in advance that you're going to lose.
The opposition parties accused President Watt of using electronic voter lists to identify supporters of the opposition and then blocking these voters by not sending out their cards in time or directing them to vote in poll booths that are far from their homes.
This is why we have decided not to go to any other elections until questions related to the electronic file are not settled.
Senegal's Minister of Planning, Lamine Ba, dismisses the opposition's allegations of election fraud.
Well, they are trying to discredit our country, but the world community is here, and they can see what happened. You know, this opposition, these are people who ruled Senegal 40 years in a socialistic system. They brought the country in disaster. They have to stop now and to let us work. It is not time for speaking, it is time for working.
The previous two presidents, Leopold Sédar Senghor and Abdou Diouf, were both candidates with the Socialist Party who ruled from 1960 until Mr. Watt took power in 2000. Last month, Senegal's Constitutional Court dismissed complaints from opposition candidates that the recent presidential elections had been fraudulent. President Watt won the first round of voting with 55% of the vote. The second-place candidate, Idrissa Seck, won almost 15% of the vote. Senegal is generally held up as a stable democracy, being the only West African country to not have had a coup. Foon Tran for VOA News, Dakar.